type of thing. Okay, so Aaron wants to explain the shita that holds the narrative for the Chacham.
Tanakama.
That it goes by the proximity of the Omdin, the Shura. The inner circle is Pater, and the outer ones are, I'll put it simply, and the outer ones are Chayav. Okay. So what is the concept there? So I want to say like this, that even though it's true, we don't know why they came, but it means that it's a circle that's visible to the other. He's in the center, it's visible to the other. So since it's visible to the other and he sees a lot of people, that gives him the hump. That alone, in other words, Omdin Beshura is not the same kind of Nicham Avelim as the regular Nicham Avelim Babayas. Over here, Omdin Beshura is a Nicham Avelim that's Mitzuruf somehow to the Kura. So, therefore, if he's sitting and he sees a whole bunch of people there, so that gives him a Nechama. A whole bunch of people came to the Ravaya, it's a tremendous covet. So that gives him the chum. Doesn't matter who they are. That's the type of karma. Okay, that's good. But there's only one little thing which I'm not going to make an issue out of. But that's very good according to Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that the Ovel can see them. Haroim Paneha Ovel. Rashi doesn't, what does Rashi say?
Yeah, you see the chol.
He can see the chol, but does that mean that the other can see him back? No. So what does that do?
Well, just to make a mesh, it's like a barometer of... The guy knows there's like circles and circles, even though he can't see everybody who's on the outer circle.
You gotta say Rashi or somewhere you could tell that circle, if he could see the inner circle, so then the other could see the yellow could see
Rashi should just
the numbers.
It's bothersome. The Rashi should just say that you could see the Pnei Ava. Why does he have to describe a circle with a circumference and you're inside the hollow of the circumference? It's like,
I mean, you could see the hollow.
It's like weird. I mean, you just say you see the Pnei Ava, it's very simple.
Well, whatever it is, it's a sheer.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it's like what one of the guys said before. Like,
that's why I said I'm not going to make an issue. It's a sheer.
Can you say just it's like a tweak just to say that, like let's say you're in the Levi or the Hesped, right? So there's an idea of like people participating in they're in the room and then lines going out through the room. But once you're like, the lines go out the room and like you can no longer be seen from inside the room or anything.
Right, so it doesn't count.
You're not part of the event. But like there's an idea of being part of the event. And like it's a tzirf to the event. It's not the Ovel per se, but it's the event.
I mean the fact that he could see where the Ovel is.
That area,
that's Mitzaref.
Yeah, it's like part of the crowd in the event.
That's
once you're like outside the building,
that's
right.
Okay, all right, that's good. So now according to Rashi, how do you learn Rabbi Yehuda?
I'm happy you said what you said.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make a little move here. That the question is, the Nichum of Omdin Beshur is not the same Nichum as the Nichum Babayas. So, the Tanakhama maintains that the difference is that the Nichum of the Omdin Beshura is really a Nichum of the fact that a lot of people came.
Yeah.
A lot of people are there. So he sees the rows of people, so he feels good. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not, it's like the regular Nichum. He really is only concerned about the people that came for the purpose of really, because they feel sorry for him. But the other people he has no use for. That's the question. certainly, but bias, that's for sure, that he has no use for people who are stump people.
Strangers.
So the machlokes is by Omdin Bashura, what is the mind frame of Omdin Bashura? Is it a mind frame of, look how many people came, so it makes them feel good? Because they say, what is the Gemara saying? Mitochas peido shalodam nikar. So you see, it was a big levaya. Or do we say, no, he's still, that's over. And right now, he's only concerned about people that really care about him. And people that don't care about him, he simply has no use for. Even though they contribute to the covenant base.
Let's say you're outside the building.
According to Yehuda, he's really like, he knows there's a lot of people, but he really is looking for the real friends. Those are the ones that he values, that are there.
Yeah, but what if he can't see them?
Doesn't matter, but he still values, they still have the mitzvahs nichum because he wants them to be there. And if he knows that they're there, finds out they're there, he gets nechama.
He values
them as Menachem. He values the Shura in terms of the people that are his friends, whoever they are. He doesn't have to see them. It's not necessary to see them. He values them.
But the Tanakhama should also value masses of people. A million people come, even though he can't see more than 1 or 2% of them, he should value that millions of people are coming to
him. No, because the Ovel doesn't see them.
But he knows there's millions of people out there, he just can't see them.
He doesn't know.
Does he know about these guys he can't see?
What do you mean? In his mind, he knows about
them. He knows that they're trying to come. There are people trying to come. So
according to Yehuda, he knows his friends are there, and they have a shame Menachem because they can actually come by and be Menachem. So he has them in mind. So they're the one, it goes by the sincerity of the person, by the sincerity he feels towards the person. Even though the person never got a chance to actually be Menachem, but he knows he was there, he was looking for him, he was waiting for him, and he was there, and he could have been Menachem in the circumstance. So he has a value as a genuine Menachem. That's the way it works. Mm-hmm. Right. Once again, so the Tanakhama holds, if he came Machmas Kavod, he's still Pater. He's still Pater. But Rabbi Yehuda maintains that if he came Machmas, if he's in the Shura, and he came Machmas Kavod and not Machmas Ha'ovel, so he doesn't count, he's chayev. So we want to understand what's machmas. What does it, first of all, what does it mean machmas kavod?
Right.
I mean, it's hot, so it means his own kavod.
Rashi said right.
And so he must say it means kavod ames.
Right. So the question is, who cares?
So maybe it means like this. Yeah. That this, he came because of kavod ames.
Right.
But this is really an institution of nichum.
Okay.
So he's dispensable in terms of nichum. It's very nice he came for kavod. It's like a guy was walking in, it was Malava the Mace.
Right.
But he's dispensable. So yeah. Since he's dispensable, he's chayav in Kriyat Shema.
So he's not considered Osek B'Mitzvah because he's dispensable?
Yeah.
So what's the definition of Osek B'Mitzvah then?
No, because he has a chovas Kriyat Shema. And over here he's dispensable because he's not really from the Menachem. It's nice he came for the kavod, but that's not really an essential
right.
An essential mitzvah. Now if he means kavod atzmo, that he came machmas kavod, then certainly he's
could you explain what you mean by dispensable?
In other words, he is participating in the Shura, right? But he really has no concern for the Ovel, okay? He's doing it because kavod, it's kavod, just general kavod, derech kavod. So that means that he's dispensable in terms of the function of nichum.
Yeah.
Uh,
but I don't understand why you use the word dispensable. Why not just say he's not a bar hochi of nichol?
Well, yeah, he is a bar hochi. I'm not saying he's not a bar hochi.
No, he's not involved.
He's not involved. Yeah, that's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
Rebbe,
okay.
This kavod.
Okay, so let's take the last way. What's the last way? The second way in Rabbi Yonah?
The istu farshi at sefer kai. Atil b'shur she'ina rosa p'neim in boi machmas ala p'tura.
That what? That even if he's not in the shur that's roa p'nei aval, if what?
If he's boi machmas ala, he's still p'tur.
He's still p'tur. And the Tanakama holds that he's not.
Right.
So the Tanakam holds like you.
No, what?
They can't see him.
Right, can't see him.
Right?
He holds like you.
Your turn.
And Rabbi Yehuda maintains that since he knows his friends are there, he might not know in particular, but whoever his friends are, he's happy they're there, and he's looking forward to seeing them be Menachem. So he has a din of Nichum, even if he's not Roa Pnei Ha'ol. Okay?
Right.
And the, right, that, okay, so it works that well. Yeah, according to the second Pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah, I'm sorry. The second Pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah, either way he's Pata. He's putter if he's in the circle visible, and he's putter if he's outside the circle, but he sincerely came to Menachem. Right?
Right.
Okay, good. Yeah, the question is, machlokas, of whether the boy machmas or ovel means family, Krovav and Mishpachto, or it means also friends. So on the surface, the question is, why shouldn't it be friends? But I think I understand a good pshat here, that because the truth of the matter is, it's not always true that people are close to the family and to the friends. Many times it's just the opposite, a lot of friction of families. But the thing is, over here, there's a different element that they identify with loss. They all identify with loss. And I know that it's true that way, that people, Rahman al-Salam, lost a child, and somebody comes to Menachem, they tell me that it's only somebody that's in their situation that has any value. Because any, another person, they feel they just don't know. They don't know what it's all about. So you see, there's an ideal like that. That's good. That's very good. Okay, boss. So we'll stop it.
But it is.
Yeah, it means only by Omdim Beshura. Because Omdim Beshura, like we said, is a different type of nichum. So it's like the nichum. It's a different kind of a nichum. It's not the nichum and the bias, of course, anybody's a menachem. But by the omdim b'shura, they still aren't removed from the misa. They still aren't removed from the situation of losing some of the loss. So the people that join in the loss, it's a different kind. It's a nichum. You might say it's a nichum. Let me think about it. How would you define the difference between that nechama and nechama? It would be nice to define.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll think about it, Shabbos.